Let's talk about property tax reform. The House version, the governor's proposal, zoomed out of committee yesterday, goes to your appropriators. Is that going to be the Senate version of property tax?
I would say probably yes. 1176 appears to be the front runner at this point. I guess anything can happen in the next couple of weeks, but I see us heading toward it's becoming increasingly likely that 1176 will be the property tax relief slash reform bill for the 69th assembly.
When do you anticipate that being voted on in the full Senate?
Hard to say. There will be some amendments offered to the bill, but that's hard to say.
Sounds like the governor wants it as quick as possible, just to say, hey, we've heard you, citizens. You support that effort to do it as quickly as possible?
I do support the effort to do it as quickly as possible, but I guess there are some groups within the Senate that feel there needs to be some tweaking to it, so we're going to listen to them and see if their proposals can carry the day.
And if those proposals, those amendments you're talking about carry the day, obviously then this has to go to a conference committee, correct?
Correct. Likely.
Yeah. I mean, in other words, depends on the amendments, I guess. But do you believe it needs tweaks?
I do.
So what tweaks would you support in the way of amendments?
Well, I think one of the fundamental differences is that we think there should be skin in the game, so to speak, for primary residence owners. We don't think that we should pay all of their property taxes and just let that escalate as the legacy fund grows. There should be some proportionality there. And from the rural folks, I understand their concern because they think, okay, as you keep increasing the funding for the primary residence, inevitably you will shift the property tax burden onto other classes, which includes agricultural property. The other part is if you keep increasing this benefit, and there's a workaround in 1176 that says all you have to do is have an election to have the voters approve a greater than 3% increase. The concern is if you keep increasing that, it's essentially the state is funding that portion of your property tax bill. Why wouldn't the citizens, particularly of small cities, just vote to increase it to whatever the state funds? Well, then you start ramping up the ag and the commercial properties as well, because they're not voters.
So what would you do to change that quickly?
I would put some skin in the game to where every primary residence owner has to pay a little bit of primary resident tax. And so that gives them the same incentive that ag property owners, commercial property owners, and centrally assessed property owners have to hold down taxes.
And that would reduce their overall price tag of the proposal.
Correct.
And then on the caps, would you go to a lower percentage? A higher percentage increase? What would you do there?
Well, I'll leave that to the sound discretion of the Finance and Tax Committee.